Before we start with the current podcast episode, a short note on our own behalf. With the purchase of merchandise, you support the constant expansion of the podcast and the development of new formats. Therefore, please have a look at the web shop. You will find the link in the show notes of the podcast. And now let's go to the current episode.
Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. Hello. Thanks for joining again today to the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. And today we have the second episode of the talk with Theodoros Flaros, the head coach of the Greece national team. And in this episode, we talk about the new team of Olympiakos Piraeus. Enjoy the talk, and we talk to each other at the end of the podcast again. Okay, so we already mentioned the next chapter, let's say it that way. So maybe then we leave the chapter or close the chapter Olympic Games for now. And so we have to talk again then after Paris this time, next time. Before Paris and after Paris then, that we have the same sequence. You have also another little project, which is called Olympiakos. And there you have also, let's say that way, a new, in most cases, new team. So you are very active on the transfer market, I would say. So how is it to work with these new guys? So Filipovic, Radovic, and all the other guys coming from Italy or from somewhere across Europe.
Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes they make your life, the coach's life, easier. But sometimes, really, you have to think many.
Okay. Which is good to know, because most of the people think, okay, these guys are able to play water polo, and maybe you don't have to talk so much basics to them. But I guess this is not the case.
Okay, you don't have to teach them. You don't have to talk the basics, as you said, to these players. But you have to manage all of them, because now in Olympiakos there are 10 players, great players, Greek and foreigners, 10 different characters. They are coming. They start again a new season after Olympic Games, and most of them are really. After a big success, it's not easy to make them to work again hard and to have a new goal, have a new project. Okay, the project is we already started this project, but you know, the first period, especially I know this after Olympic Games, this season always is different for the players. You know, after the end of 4 years, each player start. In their mind, something new. For example, some players will not play again in national team. For example, Filipovic or Buzli or one of two Greek players. Already they are thinking different for their career. It's not the same like before. So my job is, this is the difficult part of my job. It's not only to make Filipovic play, because Filipovic, he can play. And he is very experienced players to play together with Foudoulis and all the other players of Olympiakos. He will immediately adapt the game, and he will prove his quality. But how to make them, all of these players, to be, you know, every day to work hard and harder and harder, and to accept that we have to try to beat a Greek team or again the Champions League, that as I said before, you cannot compare the Champions League with Olympic Games. So we need time, and I believe game by game we will, everybody will realize that we start the game from the beginning and just this, and we have to move on. You have to keep on to move on.
Yeah, yes, we have. You do not have to teach the basics, and you have to concentrate to orchestra to get the orchestra together. Yeah, so
yes,
to motivate them maybe and be the zookeeper in some kind of situation, saying, okay, I'm here, the head of each of thing. Do not have, or I don't have to tell you how to play water polo on each position. Yeah, but the motivation, I guess, is the other thing. But as you mentioned, after these kind of Olympic tournament, 4 years cycle, each of these players are really thinking, okay, I have to do something new. Yeah, and then this is the case. When you are the MVP of the Olympic Games, it's maybe a special situation. Yeah, so that you are able to motivate yourself and saying, okay, I have to, as you mentioned, to work hard again. Also in a new club, a new environment, new coach, new teammates. It's everything is new. During the last talk, you mentioned that the last couple of years in Greece, the championship was really close, between Olympiakos and the rest. Do you think this is maybe then next or this year and the next year, maybe something different between you and the other teams in the league?
I believe we had really some very, very important transfers in our club. Vouli Aghmeni and Apollon, the most the closer teams, I think they couldn't, they cannot follow our this not anything, this what we did in during the transfer period. I cannot say that will be easier this season, because we make we can do it easier or more difficult. The past, in the past, I have some examples that when we had the stronger team, that period we played in Hanover in the final eight, we lost our first game after 120 games in Greece. We lost against Vouli Aghmeni, because we don't have in our mind, we didn't have in our mind the Greek games, and we didn't play in 100%. Last season, our team was really very weak, with no big names, but we were 100% concentrated to win the Greek titles, and we won easy.
Maybe in some cases it's easier not to have some stars in the team, and that you have really a focused team, or a team from 10 to 11 people saying, okay, we are one team and that's it. We do not need any stars maybe in the middle.
Now, because of the names who plays in Olympiakos and the other clubs, okay, Olympiakos must win the Greek titles easy. But sometimes
it's not maybe the best word to describe these kind of things. So easy is, as you mentioned before, even not.
For me, sometimes I scare more to play against a team, a club, or a national team that I'm sure that we're going to win. It's more difficult for my team than to play against Hungary or Italy, because I know that against Hungary and Italy, or against Pro Reco, we can be really 100% concentrated and we will play our best. Against another club, medium club of Greece, you understand me, what I want to say. And nobody will be ready, nobody will play their best. And, sometimes it can happen in a sport that everything will be wrong for you in that game, and maybe you can lose. So,
against teams like Pro Reco or Fenerbahce, you do not have really the problem of concentration and motivation. Yeah,
and
so in this case, you have these maybe against let's say smaller clubs or smaller teams than this case. But
the motivation in the sport is really the most important for the player and for the team. So this is the most important thing that we have to work on it for for Greek Championship, for Europe, for national team. You know, this is the most important, as I said before.
Yeah, so and especially that when you mentioned, okay, after the Olympic Games, for most of the people are really starting something new, and then you maybe have the potential to say, okay, there are somehow the danger that their motivation is maybe not so high during this period after the peak, after the Olympic Games, maybe. But yeah, the motivation is, as we mentioned, also during the Olympic Games. Yeah, when you have positive experiences, you are motivated, and I guess it's absolutely makes sense. Motivation, I guess, is also to win the Champions League then again, right?
Of course,
there are no excuses at the moment.
But you know, everybody feels that it's too early. Really, we create this kind of roster and the team to win again the Champions League, not just to have great players in our club. But maybe now during September, nobody is thinking really seriously about this, because everybody knows that the period is too long, many, many games, and the final eight will be in first days of July. But to arrive in final eight first, you have to qualify. So I think,
yeah. So there is a challenge before this kind of tournament.
The coach, you know, has to think for all these things, and then to prepare their players for anything that happen.
Yeah, yeah. I know these kind of situations, but not in this area. So Champions League, I'm not really familiar with the thinking and organizing these kind of stuff. So I'm a little bit lower below that. So when you're looking on the group for the Champions League, for example, so there we have also again some very known teams in your group. Yeah. So with the Ferencváros, Barceloneta, which is also again, as a discussion before during the Olympic Games, not really the easiest group, as you already mentioned. So I think you also mentioned that there's a qualification, so you have to be qualified for the final eight. But I think maybe in this case with Ferencváros and Barceloneta, there are not so much danger that maybe the motivation is not there.
The group is really very hard, our group. Ferencváros, Barceloneta, Novi Beograd. Novi Beograd is a very strong team, really very strong team, with six Olympians, winner, gold Olympian, Serbian, with Vlahopoulos, with a really new team, but very good team. Olympiakos, Krakujevac, because it's a Serbian team with three, four important Serbian players. I think our group is really strong, and we don't know yet which of two teams will take part, will take a place in our group. So maybe it will be more difficult. But okay, we believe that we have a team that we can qualify. I don't know in which position, but I believe that we can manage this. And during the whole season, I think 14 games to become a better team, you know, because we need time to become a better team, because we have many new names, new important names, experienced players, but new members in the team. So a team has to work a lot to become really winner, and I believe that during the season we can play better and better, and I hope so that everybody, if we are healthy at the end, we will have the chance to fight for this, for what we said at the beginning, that we want to again to arrive in the top of European, you know, Champions League.
Yeah. So what is your opinion about the other group? So where we have also the both German teams with Waspo and Spandau, and then the other guys from Italy, from Recco, Juk Dubrovnik, Marseille, Bucharest. So when you say your group is hard, so what do you think about the other group? Is it somehow similar hard, or it's easier, or somehow different?
I think for the first four position, the big favorite is is Reco, and Hugo always, you know, very, very a team that can use the home the Dubrovnik, the games in Dubrovnik really is advantage for them, and but also is experienced club in Champions League. I think they will have one position in top four teams. Marseille last year was not so. Was really for first year was they played good enough. I think we have two new players, important players in their roster, and between the German teams, I believe that I think they are equal. I don't know. A Greek player who is now in Berlin, Nikolaidis. I think these four teams, one of two German and the other three, will be in the fourth position. But again, we don't know if which team will arrive in that group. Maybe Brescia will be in, and then after. Will change everything because Brescia is a really strong team, and Jatran Split is good this year, is good enough. Let's wait some days to have the results of the qualification and the playoff of Champions League, and then when we have the full six team of each group, we will have more clear for the future.
So between the both German teams, as you mentioned, it could be someday in the other direction or somewhere some other day in the other direction. So we have to wait for the qualifications, for the qualifiers. So in this case, when you have the teams you mentioned, then we have totally different situation in both groups maybe.
But I think the most the stronger teams for the moment are in our group, except Reco. It's the other group, in Group B, I think. But Novi Beograd is very strong. Ferencvaros still is strong. Barceloneta, Olympiakos, Jug. I think.
Yeah, it's not them. Easy. let's say it that way. To keep
one
it simple,
time.
It's
one more time. One is more not time.
Yeah. So in this case, now after the last couple of months and years, you also get experiences on that. So I'm very sure that you can deal with that.
We'll see. You know.
Great. So I think we covered. A lot of items, a lot of topics. So coming from the Olympic Games, and then I think the area which is most important right now, so after the Olympic cycle. In this case, I thank you for your time again. Hope you can really, be one of the teams who are get qualified after the round. Yeah, so maybe we're able to see each other again somewhere in the pool or somewhere around Europe. So we are able to travel again somehow. So
I hope so. We'll not have the same situation and problems than the last 2 years.
No, hopefully not.
I hope so. Hope so not, because you know. We cannot handle anymore this situation. You know, it's very difficult.
So I think everybody of us, everybody is not really looking forward to these kind of situations again. So everybody is happy that we are able to handle these kind of situation in this sense and way we did it at the moment. So at the moment, maybe during the summer period, it's not so such a big problem, but now the winter comes. So crossing fingers that it's not really getting worse again. Okay, good. So I wish you a nice evening.
Thank you very much again for you call me, and anytime.
It's my pleasure.
My pleasure too, and I hope so. We'll start, any action in any country water polo again with passion, and I hope
so. We are working on it.
Oh, and we will arrive at the end. And the best has to win, you know.
Yeah. And in this case, when we're able to travel again, and somewhere the ways are crossing each other, so maybe then we make the next episode of the podcast in real time. So face to face,
of course, face to face.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much, in this case, yeah. Have a great evening. Thanks for your time, and see you soon.
See you. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And here we are already at the end of the actual episode of the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope to see you again also in next episode of the podcast. And in the meantime, yeah, have a look on the website and visit our webshop and buy some merchandise maybe to assist us here with the development of the podcast and the development of new formats. And I'm really happy to receive your feedback, and hope to see you soon, and take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.